Lisa as Dalem.
Boss as Jim.
Emil as Mina.
Joe as Joe.
I'm Joe, I'm the Dungeon Master, and welcome to Poorly Drawn Maps. So it seems like we got everybody ready to go. I got a short blurb to read, and then we'll jump over to Lisa, and then we'll get going playing the game. It'll be fun. So, you guys are looking at the world map right now. Good. Okay. So, we're going to start off. The day the sun rose, the dragons returned. That violent day at the spring festival when that fiddle rang out and the magic gathered. That was a day we learned dragons are made, not born. By forcing magic into people, the new Salamander army and the new Salamander race was born. So many people died, or worse. Many more just turned into piles of wood, earth, metal, water, or ash. And still, they try and get people to join them by offering the Burning Brand to people. The former Magic Academy is now the center of the new empire. The golden spiral that we trusted has become the Golden Guard and acts as their right arm. The dwarves and the orcs have formed an alliance to push back against them, but their traditions may fall as the oil fields take on strange characteristics. The Empire is hoping to get the elves to join them before pushing into full-on war. At least the thing in the eerie Coral Islands seems helpful. And let's not forget, time-traveling dragons. Before the sun rose, the Golden Spiral separated, and now the Metallic Rote is a small group that encourages independence and is pushing back against the propaganda from the Empire. Traveling around and teaching where they can and handing out short swords and an almanac to others who listen. All the while searching the land for anything that can help. If the dragons are back, then what else can be found? So many stories and myths about magic and power. Is there something out there that can help? Maybe an old story can help people explain what's happening. Refugees and adventurers are gathering to help rebuild and find the answers. What do you do? So, that was all to highlight that we are in a brand new town called Boiling Springs. This is a very small town, kind of compared to where we just were and stuff. We're kind of in the middle down the south towards in between where the Brother Demons are, the Prince Plopper is, south of where the lakes were. It's called this Boiling Lake because it's hot. It's so hot here. But it's also a very small town. The sort of like important things about it as you look around the town, over here in sort of the north where this sort of circle pattern is, that is where the Metallic Road is sort of more or less sort of sent out a camp. It's kind of more of a tent city for them at this point. And it's where they're doing a lot of training grounds to try to help out. And they're also working directly with the Canis in this little town to help expand it and make it more of a proper town and city that they can really work with. And the Canis is certainly taking advantage of their help. There's also a blacksmith over here on the west side of the little camp. This is a small, but they can kind of make a lot of like basic stuff that you guys can use. If you look in the book and equipment, there's like some stuff that says like, oh, this is dwarven made. This is elfish made and stuff. None of that's going to be available at this point. It's only like basic items that you can kind of get. And then there's an inn here, kind of like right in front of the crossroads. There's so many people coming in out of the city after this that they do not let people stay there anymore and has more or less been taken over by the leadership to be kind of like a town hall kind of gathering spot for people to be. They still have their tavern on the first floor, at least. Over here on the far left side, there's the medical center. This has kind of been expanding slowly to be like more of a full hospital. They buy anything that can help them out and any help that is necessary. They will take it gladly. Down here, kind of by the south side, a little bit closer to where this pool, the pond is, or the oasis, the actual spring is. Tegan and Milo Stone, our buddies from the bar Who's That Big Man, have set up a new shop. They've sort of taken over a building for a new ale and smokehouse. These guys, they were able to bring over most of their fae fanatics with them and help out, and they're just doing what they can to help like entertain, alleviate the people's stress here and stuff, and do what they can. These other two buildings along close to the water are for kind of like communal housing. I'm imagining like the Canis, these dog people, as sort of like being like very communal living circumstances, very close, very shared space. One of the things we've talked about with the Canis before is that they have kind of a hierarchy that you see break down as along size, like some of the bigger dogs treat the little dogs bad and stuff. Out here, though, you don't see that as often, or at least not as much. The dynamic is kind of like hunters and gatherers a little bit. Like the big dogs go out, they deal with the bigger stuff, and then the smaller dogs stay home and take care of the stuff around the tents and the camps and stuff. So the hierarchy's kind of there, but it's not as like dynamic as we might have seen it in the cities, where it was like kind of like gangs in a way. But yeah, and then over here on the far left side of the oasis, we have just some farm fields and stuff. A couple wells and stuff around to kind of help things. And then over by the crossroads, last thing would be like just tents, just people trying to find a place after a city was basically destroyed and dragons were brought back to the world. Yeah. Does anybody have any quick questions?
So the one on the very left is the hospital. The one next to that, I did not catch.
Ah, this one is like going to be like in a general store a little bit. It's like kind of like an apothecary type thing. So it's like kind of like a little bit of like just basic shopping and buying and stuff.
Okay, yeah. Cool. Then next to that is the inn, which isn't really functioning as an inn, more just like a tavern.
A little bit more, kind of like a bar with like the leadership and stuff moving in above it and everything. Like this is, it's not going to like let people, like it can't let, like open its doors. It's like a full functioning inn at this point.
Yeah, but we could still go there for drinks or something.
Yeah.
And to listen to what's going on. And then what differs between that and then the one at the bottom? Because the one at the bottom is like the Who's That Big Man Tavern, but they're both like, they both sell beer, it sounds like, but different makeup of the people that are in there.
Well, like kind of like how we did before, like these people in the south from Who's That Big Man Tavern. We need a new name for this tavern, by the way. But also they're going to keep their sort of fey stuff. Joe, one of the things I did not mention previously was for the Feywilds in this world is a bit weird. The entrance to our Fey world kind of moves around a little bit, and finding a way in is very strange. And people come, they go, they forget what happened, and they come back with weird things in their pockets, like avocados, or boba, or espresso, or a yoga pamphlet. So very odd items and stuff.
Got it.
Yeah. And they're kind of collecting down here in the south, and like it's a little bit of like a following for them because they were very curious, like, oh, where is the Feywild? How do we get there? How do we get back to this weird place with all these weird inventions and stuff? And so like that's kind of where they're going to be gathering. So I think like the difference would be like this inn, this bar was probably here before, and it's probably like very well, like usually set up for like travelers and stuff. Whereas I think what Milo and Tegan are doing, oh, I should say, Milo is an elf man who married a orc man, Tegan Stone, and they are set up kind of to be more of like kind of entertainment at this point, I would say. Yeah, that would be the important differences.
Yeah, and then besides the beers, so there I got information about the Fae, but that at the inn, I get more information about like maybe what's going on in the town.
I think either place you can kind of figure out kind of what's going on in the town and stuff. But as for what's been going on in the town, though, we should turn over to Lisa so we can kind of get things going a little bit here.
For I guess this. The last one is that last symbol over here.
That is blacksmith.
That's what I thought. Okay.
Yeah.
Weapons.
Yeah.
We're good. All right.
Yeah.
What's going on, Meech?
Yeah. All right. So, Lisa, or what was it? It was Dalium, right?
Is that how you pronounce it?
Dalium.
His name is very similar to the word dumb, just with the word ale in the middle.
Love it. Okay.
Dalium. All right.
So,
you're seriously going with a my name is Toph because it rhymes with tough. Situation.
Yeah. Yep. We're exactly. Leaning into
it. He likes to drink and he's dumb.
Yeah.
Got
there. So, okay. So for you, I have a love letter, which is supposed to be like a quick. Busted that gave me that same thing when I told him about the love letter as well. So it's just like a quick couple paragraphs to sort of like quickly catch us up to how long it's been and stuff. And so, like, hope we can kind of get going and jump into the story. So, Dalem, you have spent the last 3 months in the Canis town of Boiling Springs. These past few months, the town has exploded in size due to refugees from the city of Anomalous and other areas attracted by the opportunities the new Metallic Rote can offer. You are in a unique position that you have knowledge and now the power to help people. Over the past few months, as well as helping your new community, Spiranula has been offering a guidance. You have learned that it is a being that encourages healing, restoration, and recycling. Healing comes easy with your new power, and restoration is familiar given your culture with the dwarves. How does recycling, the act of breaking down and repurposing, feel to you? Do you talk about Spiranula to others? Where did you build the shrine to Spiranula? So I'm literally asking you to add a thing to the map.
You got it. How much influence do I have in the town? Can I like build it right in the middle of the town, or should it actually, you know what? It should be by the water.
I like that a lot. Okay. Ping where you want it on the water.
What is this large thing by the road of the demon?
Large thing? What do you mean? Oh, these sort of areas over here to the right of the water? Those are farmlands.
Got it. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Over there.
Put okay. It there, yeah.
Right makes to the stuff left of it too. Bing, little temple.
Makes sense to associate it with farm.
Yeah, water and stuff. Yeah. What does it look like?
What does Spiranula look like?
So Spiranula is a breakdown of the words like Spiri is twisting and Nula is Hawaiian for wave. So the idea is like sort of this anomalous shape of stuff that kind of moves around. And I've sort of thought of it like maybe having like little organisms that you can see even inside of it that kind of like lives inside of it.
Is there any symbology that we've had already that would be associated with her and that the Metallic Rote might use?
Technically no, because yeah. Like I came up with them just before we just did the last Funnel World game, the last session. So I didn't have anything in mind previously to that. But I mean, we can certainly keep using like the sacred geometry or
that's what I'm thinking. Okay. The sacred geometry, because we had something for water, didn't we? But wasn't it being used by the salamanders
specifically for water?
Did we?
I don't know. I don't think we did.
Do we want to like make our own with like oxygen and something else?
Yeah, we can do that.
Maybe.
Let's see. So oxygen. Oh, that's what you're thinking of. So the symbol of oxygen was this diamond with a line to the right. That was with the Fog Thieves Guild.
Okay.
Yeah, so we can kind of change it up and do some different sort of symbol if you want. Here, let me drop it back into Discord again. I should have sent it to you once already. Yeah, trying to find it.
Oh,
you do? Yeah. So I was just trying to look for that, and like maybe there's some symbols there, plus like some circles of pentagons and stuff, real full Metal Alchemist vibe type thing or something.
Okay, hang on.
Yeah, we can make it up.
I think I have the stuff right here in front of me.
Okay. Well, we can think about it as what we need the symbol to be, but also I have a second part of this whole love letter as well. Do you want to do that real quick as well?
Yeah.
Okay. So, also, actually, let's answer these other two questions first. How do you feel about recycling?
I love the idea of recycling, personally. Dalem, he's taking whatever Spiranula feeds him at this point.
Okay.
So Dalem doesn't really have any specific opinions about recycling, but as the creator of Dalem and having dramatic knowledge of his future, I think the recycling aspect, actually, I like the best.
Okay, that's great. And then do you talk to other people about it? You've built a shrine. Like, are there people you try to explain?
In my mind, Spiranula wants her teachings to be spread to the world. Okay. And like sustainability and circularity. So in my mind, Tegan Stone and Milo Stone, they're getting stuff from the Fae world that's like super hipster and stuff, and sustainability and circularity is like kind of hipster.
Sure.
So I'm imagining that they'll get in on like circularity, sustainability.
That sounds good. I should also remind you guys of something too. Something we kind of talked about way the fuck back when we did world building stuff. Actually, only Lisa and Emil were here for this. We decided that our world does not have gods. So this thing is not a god. It is an actual physical thing in the world. And it's probably closer to a kaiju than a god. Yeah.
But in Dalem's mind, it's a god and a religious deity and stuff. But he's totally wrong. It's just this thing that may have, it's neutrally intentioned, right?
Yes.
You think kaiju and makes you think like a giant physical object.
Uh-huh.
But it can be that, but it can also act in like the spiritual kind of space and mental space.
Oh yeah, vastly intelligent thing. Yeah.
Like the elemental magic space.
Yeah, we can share its power seemingly.
Like if there's no gods in this world, this one could basically start up godhood. It's like, hey, I'm pretty good at this. Let's go.
Like, yeah.
It's powerful enough maybe to be considered a god if there were gods.
Yes.
Cool, cool. I can dig it.
Yep. Very cool. All right. But now though, I have one last paragraph for Lisa that we can go through and then we'll keep going from there. How do you, Dalem, spend your time? Take 30 coin and roll plus con to represent how much time and effort you've been put into the town and pick from the list below. On a 10 plus, take all options. On 7-9, pick 2. And a 6-, pick 1. This is kind of loose, so like there's going to be no like huge punishments for like a hard failure or anything like that. So we're not going to like get crazy with anything like dangerous at all. It's just like, you know, how have you been spending your time? If you can't pick all the options, then it's just like, maybe you're involved, but not enough for people kind of recognize you in that way. But the options, I'm going to put them in Discord so we can see them, and then we'll have to have you roll, but I'm just going to read them out. So the options are, you have spent your days helping build an alehouse with Tegan and Milo Stone. Not only do people need a place to relax, but fermentation is important for long-term storage. Take 5 rations, 1 healing potion, an additional 10 coin. Rosie Kings, a former member of the Golden Spiral and now currently running the training program for the Metallic Rote, is overseeing new defenses for the town. You spend part of your day helping by adding protections to the town. Take a short sword or a similar weapon and a shield. What do you add to the town? Oh, I should say too, the leader of the Metallic Rote is the Orc Reel, who actually did drink Bug, AML's character, under the table. He's in charge now. Reel has begun to help local Canis organize the town into a city. Your efforts help the people and ensure people are safe and comfortable and have earned you respect and some small supplies to help you. Take leather or chainmail armor with the symbol of the Metallic Rote on it and adventuring gear. Now you're going to roll and let's see what you get. Roll con. 7. Great. You get to pick 2 options.
All right. Definitely the first one.
Thought so. Got to be big.
Thinking the second one. Yeah.
Okay.
Projections. You mean protections?
Protections. Yes. Not. Yeah.
Projections.
Okay. So the first 2. Great.
What do I add to the town?
Like a fence, a watchtower, maybe something basic. Do you help clean up these wells at all?
What was that last thing?
Clean up wells. Like in the middle of the city, there's these 2 icons here for wells. And then I also have some other ones around the farmland as well.
That's tempting.
Okay.
Ooh. I clean up the wells but that's not protection so much.
Protection from disease. There's a lot of new people here in town.
I was thinking along those lines too. Maybe, I make bathrooms.
Yes. Okay. Porta potties or outhouses, I guess. Yeah.
Recycling. Yes. And I make a black water system, filter system or something. And maybe that's the shrine. I was thinking maybe the shrine has something to do with irrigating the fields with the water from the lake.
Okay. Yeah. I like that.
Mm-hmm.
Irrigation. Okay.
And the latrines filter into maybe fertilizer and there's water for the irrigation of the fields. And then the solids get composted to create compost eventually for the fields. Let's go with that.
Very, very cool. All right. That sounds really good. Very successful. Great. I'm going to jump over to Boss, but Lisa, let me know what that symbol is for Spiranula, because you also need, for your character, I believe you need a symbol of your
authority. My divine authority.
Your divine authority. So
love it. Okay, I'll take a look while you're doing other stuff right now.
Great. Okay. Hi, boss.
All right. Hello.
All right. Yours is actually a lot easier than what Lisa is. So.
Okay.
All right. So.
I'm glad I'm not easy.
All right. I'm going to start reading this off, and then you have a couple choices as well and a couple questions to answer. You don't have any role. You just have a choice to make. So.
Okay.
All right. Wow, that was close. You just barely made it out of that damn city. You did manage to get a sweet shield that picks up loose change. Weird, but helps you get enough to pay for a room and a drink. Especially since your regular business isn't doing great. War is hard on these little guys, and the town of Barclay just happened to be right in the path of the Golden Guard's march. Those elves have no idea what's coming. People seem half and half on the salamanders too. Mostly because the Golden Guard is around. Those guys suck. Do your feet still have roots in them? Now, this is your choice. If it is noticeable that you have bark growing on you, take the Burning Brand move. You'll have to be careful to hide this. Many don't understand you can have part of that magic and not be a member of the Empire. Or your nature is hidden and can't be noticed without removing your boots. Add an extra poison to your poisoner move. The main ingredient for this extra poison is your blood.
I think I want the Burning Brand.
Thought so. Okay. Then let me copy it into Discord, and we can add it to your move sheet. Now I got one more paragraph for you, and we'll be able to keep going. When you finally catch a break, you have made your way to some small town called Boiling Springs. Must be because of how fucking hot it is out here on the plain. Maybe there's an old flame you can bunk with for a bit or two. Who is the contact you have in town? What are they selling? Do they actually help the town?
Well, you could argue they help the town. Contact, they sell drugs like I do.
Sure.
We used to work together, but we haven't been partners for a while. But I think they're in this town.
Where would they be? Because would this be a situation where it's like, you know, maybe he's found himself a little bit legit and is just helping out in the medical center? Or is he just like in the tent city, just trying to make a buck someplace?
It's possible he owns a legit business. It's probably where I would look first. Otherwise, he has, like, a tent.
Okay. Where do you find his tent, and what is he doing? What is he selling?
Well, first off, so there's the medical, and what's the second one again?
This is, like, an apothecary, like a general store type of thing. And then, for selling, this is blacksmith.
So apothecary, would that also sell drugs?
Yeah, it's possible.
Dude, totally.
So he'd probably be at one of the first two stores.
Okay. Well, we'll have to pick one. Do you have a name for this character?
Liedrich.
Liedrich. Okay, great. Older gentleman? Was he the guy who taught you everything, or?
We're a similar age.
Got it. Okay. What race is Liedrich?
Liedrich is also a halfling.
Great. Okay. Got a couple of halfling thieves here already. Perfect. Okay. And... does it actually help the town what he's selling, or is it just kind of like same thing, like he has a front of the store and in the back room is where the real stuff is?
Yeah, I'd say he sells regular items and also like drugs.
Great. Okay.
But you could argue that both of those help the town
in one way or another. Cool. Okay.
Yeah, I guess not the harder drugs, but his weed is like that.
Okay.
But he does have more heavy stuff that wouldn't necessarily be good for the town.
Great. Alrighty. Who's next? Who's ready? Joe, Emil, are you guys ready for the next one? So we have to go over a lot of stuff. Unfortunately, I don't have a love letter for you guys, but you guys have already come kind of stacked already with all your gear and everything ready to go.
Yeah, boy.
So, yeah. Emil, if you're ready, tell us about Mina. And what's this cat's name? Fluffernubs the Inevitable?
Fluffernubs the Inevitable.
Okay.
Inevitable what?
Yeah, what's inevitable about in Fluffernubs?
Well, I didn't come up with this name, okay? I was told this is Fluffernubs. So, I think it was about 5 years ago. 5 years ago, I wake up with a Fluffernubs on my chest, sleeping. I had no idea where she came from. I was just in the woods. I was going for a little trip, and I was camping in the woods. And when I wake up, I see little Flippernubs on me. And my God, is she adorable. And I ask, what are you doing here? And she yawned and the cutest little meow. And I was like, oh, Flippernubs, the inevitable. Aww. And so ever since, I just had this little Flippernubs with me.
So the cat named itself in a way?
I just knew.
Just knew.
I felt it in the air, and yes.
What color is Flippernubs? Very important.
Flippernubs is mostly black.
Mostly black. Okay. Tuxedo cat style thing, or like, or just covered black cat?
Almost. She has like a white spot on like chest and the tip of her tail.
Okay. Very cute. What brings you to this town? How'd you, what brought you over here?
Ever since Flippernubs joined me, I can't really say no to Flippernubs. You know, I kind of just follow her around. And she's been looking for, I don't know what exactly, but she's been looking for something and keep going to all these different towns. And currently I find myself in the tavern.
Okay.
Not the Big Man Tavern, but the new name for it.
Yeah, we'll have to name that, so we'll have to figure that out.
Who's that big dog?
No.
How about the drooling dog? Could we have drooling the drooling dog? Griffin before?
We had the drooling griffin.
We do.
The drooling griffin.
Right. All wonderful names. We can think about this some more. How about that?
Dirty dog.
Dirty dog. Is that bad, though, because this is a Canis town? Or is it something like, it's fine, whatever?
Yeah, the dancing dirty dog.
Dancing dirty dog, the triple D, okay.
DDD.
Love it.
Dancing dirty dog. So I'm at this dancing dirty dog with Flippernubs, and Flippernubs is up on the... Where do they keep the fame app?
On the wall. It's huge.
On the wall?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Flippernubs is like pawing at the wall, trying to show me something, or Flippernubs is looking at this and is very interested in it.
Okay.
I'm like, what's going on here, Flippernubs? What's this map all about? What are you trying to look for?
Interesting. Okay, so Flippernubs is very interested in Faye. I love it. Okay.
Yes. So this is where I find myself currently. I knew this place would have like an oasis nearby. Had water source, so it seemed like a good place. And Flippernubs, you know, was also fine with going here. So it comes like a twofer.
Great. When did you arrive in town?
Is there a place for me to stay? If I stay, I stayed here last night, where would I have stayed?
Well, I guess it depends. I mean, like, if you were here longer than 3 months, then you probably would have stayed at the inn, unless you were camping. But if you showed up after the Dragons Destroyed Anomalous, and then all the people were rushing over, you might have been out in the Tent City with everybody else.
Okay. I'm thinking I might have just gotten here. I got to stay the night in one of these tents. Well, I guess one of the people that was staying in the tent saw Flippernubs. I was like, oh my God, the kitten is so cute.
Does it do the thing that we talked about where it kind of like you see it and you're like a little stunned a little bit to see it?
The cat?
Yeah.
Well, I got here like last night, is real late, and that we're just trying to, I'm trying to find a place to sleep. Mm-hmm. And I just kind of go tent to tent, asking a few tents if they have a space available. And upon like maybe the third one I visit it, as they pop out of the tent to tell me if yes or no, then they happen to eyes on Flippernubs, who just pops her head out of my little bag. Because I have a little, like a handbag that she likes to sleep in. But she pops her head out at that moment. And I ask, do you maybe have an extra place for us to sleep? I'm sorry, we can take any extra space. We'll be out next morning right away. And she sees Flippernubs. Like, yes, of course. Yes. Very distracted and like dazed. Day? And then, of course, she might be thinking just Flippernubs by coming with her. It's like, oh, of course.
Oh, thank you so much for your hospitality.
Flippernubs, of course, takes the bed, like the main bed.
Obviously, yeah.
So I don't know where the person's going to stay that night, but she probably slept on the floor.
With you or something, yeah.
Flippernubs took the bed, though, for sure.
Got it. That's very cute. Okay. Well, that sounds great. I'm glad you managed to make it out in the ton stumbling. Oh, that's right. You are a human, I should say. So where did you come from then? Like, where on our world map did you stumble in from?
Okay, I came from the Hills of Fire.
The Hills of Fire, up here? Okay.
Yeah, somewhere around there.
Awesome.
Close to the lake.
Close to the lake.
Yeah, between the forest and the fire and the lake, kind of like right at that intersection.
Oh, that's great then. So then you were camping out in the forest when you found your little companion, or were you somewhere else?
I was in the forest. I was up in the mountains area.
Like over by Peaks Gold?
Yeah, pretty much. Closest to the Perilous Waste.
Oh, up here. Okay.
Yeah, somewhere like that. That's where I was like trekking the mountains, and I had just come down from the mountains. And I was staying the night near the water, and I wake up, there's a Fluffernubs on me.
Okay, very cool. All right. Well, I'm glad we can meet Mina and Fluffernubs. It's always good to do.
And I don't know exactly how the dogs feel about Fluffernubs, but Fluffernubs isn't really bothered by the dogs.
Sure.
The dog people, that is.
Yeah, I bet that little kitty is probably can't be bothered at all, but you know, maybe there's a little hesitation about the cat just because. I mean, we talked a little briefly about it before. Like, they had like a little, like, I guess, stun thing. So, like, there's something.
Yeah, like she's so cute. Basically, all but Tabaxi are like affected, but I didn't think about the fact that there's dog people as well. So, I don't know if it has like the opposite effect. I guess we can talk about that now.
We can. Maybe you just keep with the stun, though. It doesn't have to be like enraging or anything like that. So, unless there's something like else weird going on with this little animal or something.
No, not necessarily. Not for now, at least. I'm sure there's something weird about her, but
yeah, we'll figure it out as we go. That's part of the game. Figure things out. Alrighty, now we're going to go over to our last character. I'm going to go back to the town page.
How do you pronounce that? Jaw-y?
I think it's Gobe. Go, right?
Go, Jaw, Cole.
Yahweh.
Hello, Joe.
Hello. All right. So, some say he's been the village idiot of Animalis for over 32 years. Others say he's the third best entertainer of the Boiling Lake. All we know is he's called Joe, and that he's a plain and simple tailor.
Taylor? Okay.
Oh, no. Oh my god.
I've been working out of the blacksmith shop, just, you know, doing my plain and simple tailoring.
Uh-huh.
Though I can be a little bit lazy.
Sure. Yeah, I bet. How did you find yourself in this town, though? I mean, it sounds like if you're a blacksmith, have you been here a long time?
Well, as we know, all dwarves come out of the north, but I've been here for, Joe has been here for a few years at least.
Wow, long time then. Okay. Does the town generally have a good opinion about you then? Or does he kind of, what do people think about you?
People like me. I'm a friendly person. Joe is a friendly person.
Right, right.
And by people, I mean my dogs.
No.
So they do get annoyed in that I'm a bit clumsy.
Sure, I bet, yeah.
I thought it was something about the constant puns. They can't deal with it.
Maybe.
Clumsy in his words.
Yeah. I should also say, too, Joe is not just doing a bit. If we look at the PDF for the class The Fool that he's playing, your character has the same name as you. What did you expect? You picked The Fool.
I didn't actually realize I was playing The Fool.
Yeah. Nice.
It's a perfectly normal name for a dwarf. Yeah, shut up.
Exactly.
Obviously.
Oh my god.
But Joe, we have a very important question to do, because you're not just a blacksmith. You also have a move here called Spy. So, you have a group of informants and scouts who can trade information with you. Describe who or what they are. Every settling will have at least one contact from the network you meet. So, who are these people who you've been getting information from?
In this specific town or overall?
It sounds like overall, because the way this is like a network of things. So it's like, is this like, you know, a person in every town sort of deal? That could easily be like the, you're just like, oh, the adventure people in the adventurers group knew who you were. So you just kept them when they changed their name to the Metallic Road or something. Could easily be something else. You can make up like the name of like some sort of thieves group or some other like name characteristic. Or maybe there's just like your drinking buddies in every town or something. So.
Hey man, I can drink anyone under the table. I've been around. I know the best bars everywhere. So I know someone in every town.
Great.
They may be, you know, the drunk. It may be the king. Who knows?
All right. Sounds good. We'll have to keep that in mind, though, as you're going forward and how things are. So, but yeah, so Joe is our newest player to group and playing the fool. Should be a lot of fun to do. I should also say too, Joe, you have a move called Comic Relief. When you make everyone else laugh, including the GM, take a +1 forward. And when somebody else aids and interferes you, they take +1. So keep track of this sort of bonus +1. What this is literally just an additional added thing to your rolls. So like we see already, you clicked the icon in to roll like your charisma over on in the roll 20. So like we'll have to like know that, so we have to keep track of and give you a +1 to that roll and stuff. Forward means the very next roll you make. So anytime you roll the dice, if you have a +1 forward, the next time you roll a dice, you get a +1. It's also important, I don't think they stack, so I think you only get a +1, so you might as well use it and start cracking a lot of jokes.
Got it.
Should be fun.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's gonna be hard to, when we're on push to talk, to know if everybody laughs.
Oh shit. Well, we'll have to figure something out. Maybe we'll have to see what we can do. But
if you laugh, just be honest with yourself and tell everyone else that you laugh.
Yeah, laugh into the microphone. Laugh with your heart. All right. So now that we've introduced everyone, we've kind of gone around the town and everything. So there's the blacksmith. Actually, one last question at the blacksmith. Joe, do you have anything at the blacksmith that you are actually competent at making? Or is it just you're a little clumsy and everybody's just, oh, Joe.
Let's see. No, it's definitely just the, oh, good for you, buddy.
Ah, everybody just loves you. I like it. Okay, perfect. All righty. So we're going to pick up, we're going to follow our man Real, who's the leader of the Metallic Rote. He was at Anomalous when shit went down. So one of the things that kind of changed about him is he was kind of this, like, we were introduced to him as sort of this, like, drunk uncle who was, like, supporting his son who was, or supporting his nephew who was playing, like, this, like, speed metal music and stuff at the bar. Do you guys remember that at all? Or
yeah.
So that's that guy who drank bug under the table to get a little money off of and stuff. So he's, during the last season, he sort of came into a little bit of a following of like, no, we don't want to do this sort of police state that the rest of these adventurers are going to try to do. We're going to be a little more independent. He got a little bit of a following. They separated and now they're Metallic Rotes, and he's found himself kind of in charge of it almost by mistake in a way. I should say one of the more devastating things that happened to him was he did lose, I'll say part of his left arm, just below the elbow. So it was a bad fight. It was hard out there. He lost part of his limbs. He's kind of like leading like these sort of like adventuring groups and stuff. And we see him to start off with. Dalium, where are you, do you usually spend your time? Like, if this is like a random day, where would you usually be?
Either helping at the medical area.
Okay.
Or checking the fields, making sure everything's okay.
Got it. I think he finds you then one day over by the fields. I should also say, too, he is an orc. So he's big dude, tusk. Orcs here, Devin set up in our world that orcs are kind of like gray to pink shades, not the green from World of Warcraft. So he's kind of like a grayer shaded for an orc. And he comes out and he finds you and he approaches you and is like, Dalium, it's good to see you. You're doing a lot of great work out here. How are things in the fields?
Well, they're looking pretty good. We got a new crop of pumpkins coming in soon.
Mm, delicious. I'm glad you've been able to help out this town. It's been a great help. Unfortunately, though, I'm hoping that I could ask you to help us with bigger stuff going on outside.
What do you have in mind?
Well, we need to get a group together. There's been a lot of rumors going on around the world. Hopefully some stuff that can actually help us push back the dragons and help us maybe secure more ground against people. But we need your healing and your charm can be very helpful to us. What do you say?
So he's saying the Metallic Rote right now.
Yes.
By us.
Yes.
Who
you've sort of been helping out around this little town building of the fences and stuff. And you added the irrigation and latrines for that. So you've kind of been helping them out a little bit and help been involved a little bit. So this guy should...
What is their goal?
Their goal would be to kind of go to kind of like individuality, to keep adventuring, to help protect individuals and people and stuff. And basically, and okay. Right now, one of the big ones is to push back against the Golden Guard and Empire of the Salamander sort of police doctrine sort of thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so Real asked, he said he needs my charm and my healing.
Yeah.
Okay. Dalem says, well, as long as it helps the people, I'm in.
Great. Meet me at the 3D at sundown. I got a couple other people to ask.
Oh my God, 3D is so great.
Yeah, I love it. That's I'm glad we figured that out. Thank you, Joe.
I mean, Hot Dog was good too.
Yeah.
Triple D.
How long ago after the Day of the Fire was it, is this, by the way?
Day of the Sun Rose.
Day of the Sun Rose.
On it. This is 3 months.
3 months after, okay.
Yeah.
Thanks.
So, I think next... So, Gim, I think... I don't think it's Real that comes to you. I think it's your contact. What was it in name? Ladrin? Ladrin?
Liedrich.
Liedrich. Yeah, I think Liedrich is the one who kind of talks to you about it. That the Metallic Rote is trying to put some groups together and they need someone who can get a little dirty and get shit done. And there's a lot of money involved in it and hopefully a lot to find. So... he's
Liedrich's part of it.
I don't think he's part of it. I think he's just kind of like been around town a little bit longer than you, and so he just knows. Oh, they're looking for people who can kind of help out a little bit. So, if you're interested, go to the Triple D at sunset. What do you think?
I'm interested.
Yeah. All right.
But I'm also interested in your selling.
He's a halfling, so like, well, you kind of help me out with what I'm selling. If you're going to go out in the world, you're going to find some plants, find some sellers. Yeah, we need some help. We need some money. We need some gold. Need some herbs.
Need help?
Okay. Yeah, I think it could be useful. I trust you to find what we need. So if you go out, find some special plants, send them back my way somehow, and we'll get you paid.
Cool. That could be a good start.
Great. Go to the Triple D at sunset if you're interested.
Thanks for the info.
Yeah. So Mina and Fluffernubs, where are you kind of in the middle of the day? Are you at the Triple D right now then, or?
Yeah, there's a whole scene with Fluffernubs trying to mule at the bartender, and I'm telling the bartender, she just needs a little thimbleful. She just wants a little bit of beer. It calms her down. And I don't think the bartender's having any of it, so Fluffernub's really making a show of things. She wants that little thimble beer. Oh please, just if she doesn't get any beer, I'm gonna hear it all night. Can you spare just a little bit? She's really fond of what kind of beer they got here?
They're out in the field, so maybe like a saison or something, wheats or something.
Do they have a variety or just one type?
How about like a creamy stout?
Yeah, we could do like a creamy stout. Yeah, something creamy we could probably do. I think.
Actually, yes. She loves the creamy ones, obviously.
A little milk in there, yeah.
And that's like maybe like they're special. So maybe that's why he's like hesitant to give me some because it's like their special release or whatever.
Okay.
Anyways.
I think Real comes up to you as well because you're like stacked with your stuff. You got all your gear and your armor on you and stuff. And like he approaches you like, hey, you seem new in town. Which brings you out here?
Well, I'm just following Fluffernubs here.
She was very interested in this town, and I thought, well, that's a good idea. Why not? Let's go this way.
And Fluffernubs is now really, really busy, so I have to go now. Did you have something important to say? Otherwise, I have to go.
Well, I'm looking to hire you. I need some help. You seem like a well-traveled man, and we need some help with a new team.
I take offense to that. I am actually a lady.
Oh, I'm so sorry. That's actually me. That's actually me, Joe's mistake. I actually didn't know that. Okay.
Mina is a girl. Okay. Yes.
Mina is a woman. All right. Gotcha. All right.
Well, then sound more ladylike.
I need to sound more ladylike.
Nope. Bad.
Okay, I'll try.
Perfect.
I'll talk slightly higher. Oh, God. This is going to be hard.
You picked it.
I sure did.
You can work on it. I didn't know that. We can work on that. We can work on the voice though for later. But yeah, I think
I'm sure the voice is gonna be evolving over the course of the entire life of this character.
Sure.
Yeah.
You should go a Glendale route.
No.
Yeah. But yeah, so I think he takes it back. Yeah, like he doesn't say like, you know, need a man.
Okay, he says he's looking for this lady's help. Yes. This woman's help.
Yes. Yes.
This traveling warrior, obviously.
Traveling ranger, yeah.
You want my help? Are you think I can help you, really?
Yeah, I think we could.
What makes you think that?
Well, for one, your little creature here seems very capable, for sure. That as Real looks at Fluffernubs, he kind of like freezes a little bit. It's like, oh, weird. And okay, but. Also, you have the gear, you have the equipment, you have the right, seems like you have the right mindset for
all
it.
Thanks to Fluffernub.
Well, whatever it is, I think I need your help.
Well, I'm having a real hard time with this bartender. I'm trying to get Fluffernub some of this really nice cream ale, but the bartender won't let her. She just wants a little bit. Do you think he can help you?
Behind the bar, you see Milo, who's this very hipster elf with a kind of a ruby in his hand as he's that's softly glowing, and he's vaping behind the counter because it's a jewel. And Real just looks at him like, help her out a little bit. It's a cat. It's fine.
And maybe you can just a little extra so I can have some for tomorrow and a few other days.
You see Milo just roll his eyes like, fine.
I just need a little, you know, like a small supply of beer.
We'll get you today and tomorrow. All right. Tomorrow you gotta pay. What's up?
Is Dalem in the bar yet? Is it sundown yet?
No, not yet. Not yet. So.
Can he just have arrived early for people watching and see the scene?
Yeah, sure.
And think, and he's thinking, oh, I doubt that cat is of age. Because he's a paladin and all fucking pure and shit.
Right.
Thank you so much for helping Fluffernubs. She's going to be so happy with this beer.
Whatever. Just pay me next time, all right?
She's already going at it. She has a little tiny bowl.
Very cute.
Aw, Fluffernubs is so happy. I have like, I don't know, I'm drinking just like water.
Right.
I have a warm milk.
All right.
Which, of course, Fluffernubs finishes off for me.
Of course, got to.
Yeah.
All right, Joe, so as you're working away, trying to organize some stuff at the blacksmith, you see this orc walk up and ask for you specifically, for some reason.
Asking for me? Am I in trouble?
No, not in trouble. I was actually,
Are you sure I'm not in trouble? Because it was just an accident that I got all the refugee blankets covered in mud.
You did what?
Don't worry about it. What were you asking?
I'll have to get the others to check that out. As strange as this may sound, I need your help.
Sure, I'm in. Say no more.
Nothing? You don't want to ask questions or anything?
Nope, let's go.
Oh, boy. I don't know why I wrote Rosie recommended this. If you... All right, meet at the Triple D at sundown. Well, and we'll go over what we need help with. All right?
Can do.
Great. All right.
What you can help with, if anything.
If anything. Thanks for listening. You can find us on Twitter at drawnmaps and poorlymap@gmail.com. Be sure to subscribe on your podcast app of choice. See you next time. Intro and outro music can be found at epidemicsound.com.